Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
When did you come to the conclusion that you were going to do this?
Well, you know, we all contemplate taking a run at this, and we figure out what might be the best time to do it. And I think that for me, this might be the best time for me to do it.
You really think you have a chance?
I do. I think, 20 years under my belt, been able to revitalize the whole community. I've got a number of reports that I've written over the years, and I've got the experience. And I think I've got the ability to come out with a no-nonsense approach and not afraid of what some of the public might have to say about some of my ideas.
What about if John Tory or George Smitherman go into the race, which has been the conversation ever since this mayor decided not to run again?
Well, you know, you try to figure out where you stand, politically, and I'm definitely right of center. So, the only one that I think could hurt my the chances are any candidates that might be geared towards the right, and John Tory and myself actually are probably the only candidates that are right of center. The others are all left of center, and I don't think the city's ready for another left of center mayor.
Okay, but right of center may be, considered fiscally responsible and maybe not as out there as some of your ideas, like the red light district and the casino on the waterfront and a lottery to raise money. I mean, how much public buy-in do you think you have for those ideas?
Well, I think as long as you explain the logic and the reasoning, I think it's fine. We've already got red light districts. They're all over the city. My plan is to clean those areas up completely so that we don't license any of those establishments anymore in certain pockets of the city and try to figure out what pocket of the city perhaps is the best way to license these types of body rub places. That in turn will wipe out some of the difficulty in some of the local communities. And I think as long as we keep explaining that to people, they'll understand it. It's not, this whole red light concept is what everybody's talking about, but we've already got it in the city, and we're refusing to admit that it's there. You need a candidate that comes out and says, look, we've got problems, we need to deal with them, and let's stop hiding our heads in the sand.
But wouldn't you concentrate the problems in one neighborhood by doing that?
Well, I think if you ask the majority of the people in the city, they'd rather it be concentrated in one part of the city than the whole city. I think that if you ask the majority of the residents of the city, if there's areas where perhaps we can, in fact, make more money for the city and help us get out of this debt, it's with sin taxes as opposed to property taxes. I think that if you ask most people in the city, they don't want to be burdened with other forms of taxes. They want us to find other ways to relieve that problem.
How much money do you think is involved in the sin tax arena there, in the sex trade, for instance?
Well, I'm going to safely say that if we can find a host community that would be proud of a casino, for instance, we're looking most likely at a few hundred million dollars a year. If we do this right and associate it with all of the sin taxes around it, we might be able to attract tourism and create even more money for the city. That's a huge burden off of this $500 million that we're having to look at in the red next year.
How hard might it be to sell to the province, though, the idea of licensing a casino for Toronto with so many others close by?
I know this has always come up, but the reality is the province has never really wanted to give it to us because the councils in the past have taken a different approach. If we can get city council on line with this and recommend strongly to the province that it's our turn, that we need to be looked at as a city that deserves one, then they'll do it. We just have never asked for one.
And the idea of a lottery, how would that work?
Well, we've got the abilities under the new Toronto Act to think of unique ways of raising money. And as I said before, I'm not looking at property taxes. I'd rather find them somewhere else. And why not have a City of Toronto lottery that would go towards infrastructure, or go towards certain projects like affordable housing or building new roads or that sort of thing?
You think you're onto something by getting rid of that vehicle registration fee that you voted for in the first place.
Big mistake. I think we were all so excited about our newly found powers from the province that we just jumped into to trying to tax whatever we could, and I think that was a big mistake. You know, that was a tax on pensioners. It was a tax on individuals that are on fixed incomes, students. It was wrong. It was wrong for us to do it, and I think we need to revisit that and get rid of it.
And how wrong was the land transfer levy?
Another one that I think needs to be revisited, only because part of my platform will be to bring business back into the city and to encourage people to start building and spending money and living in the city. Part of my platform will be that anyone that lives in the city be forgiven some of that if they decide to sell a house and stay in the city. But if they decide to sell a house and go up to Woodbridge or Mississauga, then they should be slapped with the tax.
So how in are you at this moment, George? Are you going to wait to see whether Tory and Smitherman go in, or are you in regardless?
I'm in. I'm in, John. The as you know, the only thing that can cripple any campaign is lack of funds. We're looking at $1.5 million to be raised over the next 7 or 8 months, and that really is the determining factor in my campaign. Aside from that, if I'm comfortable with raising the money and knowing that I could, I'm in there for the long haul, my friend.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Bye.